WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. An early winter storm is moving through the Great Lakes region and bringing a chill to Chicago for Thanksgiving. Senior meteorologist Brett Borkart with the National Weather Service warns people driving for the holiday to take it slow.
Not expecting any sticking snow or road issues, but those winds are so strong, again, gusting 45 to locally 60 miles an hour out of the west, that anyone traveling on like north to south roads, you're going to feel the wind push you around a little bit. So just encourage you to take it slow and be aware of your surroundings and just take your time getting to your destination.
Borkart says for now it's just wind and flurries, but we could see snow start to accumulate by Saturday. A federal judge called out an immigration enforcement agent for using artificial intelligence to write the narrative of a use of force report. It's a small part of a scathing opinion that rebutted federal officials' narratives about appropriate force used against protesters and others during Operation Midway Blitz in and around Chicago. But the two-sentence footnote raised serious concerns about accuracy and credibility. Experts say the example is the worst possible use of the technology. The village of Oak Lawn has agreed to pay more than $800,000 to a man punched by a village police officer during a 2022 traffic stop. In a statement, the village says it settled the lawsuit after being urged to do so by the village's insurance carrier and not due to the, quote, merits of the case. Hadi Abutella was 17 years old when video shows him being held on the ground and punched by three Oak Lawn officers. Police say Abutella ran during a traffic stop. Aggravated battery and official misconduct charges against the officer were dropped last year, citing insufficient evidence. Chicago aldermen were taken aback to learn about a city program that allows residents to rent a dog for a day from the city's overburdened animal shelter. The shelter's acting director, Susan Capello, told alder people at a recent budget hearing that the Doggy Day Out program gives pups a break from the chaotic shelter environment.
You could drive around in your car, bring them to your office, hang out for the day, and then bring them back when you're done. That gets the animal out of the shelter, reduces some of the stress on them.
Alderman Jason Irvin was surprised to learn it's so easy to hang out with one of the shelter's roughly 250 dogs. Says he's not sure he'd be able to return it.
Because my daughter will hold on to it for dear life.
Irvin asked about liability if a dog bit someone, but Capello says all dogs eligible for the program have already been vetted and are ready for adoption. The Magnificent Mile is known globally as a tourist destination for food and retail. Like many places, it experienced a decline in visitors and sales since the start of the pandemic, and that dip was recently spotlighted by President Trump in a social media post incorrectly referring to the neighborhood as the Miracle Mile. Kimberly Bears is the president and CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association. She told WBEZ's In the Loop that the area has rebounded nicely.
We're 90-some percent recovered in pedestrian foot traffic.
Mm, nice.
And that's, that's a very solid number. And people still aren't fully back in the office, as we all know. But in our district, we're the most returned to work district in the city because of our mix of retail, attractions, restaurants, hotels.
The organization expects good-sized crowds ahead of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. You're listening to The Rundown. With the holiday season here, it should be a busy time for all of Chicago's neighborhood shopping districts. While there is heavy foot traffic on Michigan Avenue in the Mag Mile, not so in the city's predominantly Latino areas, with many would-be customers scared off by Operation Midway Blitz. Although Immigration and Customs Enforcement has ramped down its presence in the area, it's unclear when the crowds will come back. My WBEZ colleague Michael Puente has this.
This year was supposed to be a big year for Jose Luis Lopez. He and his wife Clarita spent a lot of money refurbishing the restaurant his late father started 30 years ago, Los Candiles, near the corner of 26th Street and Central Park Avenue in La Villita, also known as Little Village.
We actually just spent almost our life savings to remodel this past December. We just wanted to put a stamp to the community that we're here to stay. We're here to stay.
Customers would come in for coffee and pan dulce, a Mexican pastry, or have the restaurant's homemade flour tortillas with lunch. But the place got a little quieter when federal immigration agents started aggressively harassing and arresting people in September, scaring customers away.
In the snap of a finger, it disappeared.
Lopez says dine-in sales have been down 60%. Sometimes he gets just a few customers per day. And even with Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino and many of his agents leaving town, people, both customers and workers, are still afraid to come.
They're frightened to come out, and it impacted us big time. You could say it almost destroyed us.
The stories are the same in other Latino communities from the South Side to the North Side.
So I wish I could say that things are turning around. Unfortunately, it's just not how it works. You know, the damage is so severe that we're just not sure when things are going to turn around.
That's Melissa Quintana, founder of the Hermosa Belmont Cragen Chamber of Commerce on the Northwest Side. She says slow sales have forced at least one restaurant in her area to shutter. And just last week, a local grocery store laid off 7 of its employees. Quintana says the area was already struggling.
That is a huge fear, is that a lot of our small businesses are contemplating closing their doors for good. Some already have. We just can't afford empty storefronts in our community. It affects so much.
Quintana says some businesses feel this downturn is worse than during COVID.
During the pandemic, there was at least still a desire to go out. This is a bit different. People don't want to leave their house, but not because they don't want to, but because many of them are at risk.
Some restaurants are trying everything they can to lure in customers. For example, at El Mercadito in Belmont Cragen, a recent Taco Tuesday featuring $1 tacos had a good turnout. And just down the block at Pozoleria El Mexicano, co-owner Ricardo Rodriguez says new diners are showing up.
Estos últimos dos meses, el incremento de clientes anglosajones güeros.
He says in the last 2 months, the increase in white customers supporting small businesses has been incredible. Rodriguez says without them, he was thinking of closing the restaurant. Back in Little Village, Mercedes Ulgade and her staff continue to churn out tortillas and chips at Tortilleria El Rey factory. They've been a little busier recently making masa, a type of dough used for tamales, a popular Mexican snack that many families like to make during Christmas. But Ugalde says she worries Border Patrol will come back. That's why she often finds herself asking for divine intervention.
We pray a lot. Mm-hmm. We pray a lot. We just pray to everything came normal to everybody.
Just to be safe, during business hours, she'll continue to keep the front doors locked. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
WBEZ's Anna Savchenka contributed to the story. A wind advisory remains in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Gusty winds up to 45 miles an hour overnight with lows in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny for our Thanksgiving and breezy with highs in the low 30s. The Rundown podcast will be off tomorrow and Friday for the Thanksgiving holidays, but we're back next week. We'll see you then. Until then, you can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.